A 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit central Myanmar today, causing damage in the capital Naypyidaw and Bangkok in neighboring Thailand, while tremors were felt as far away as Yunnan in China. The epicenter was in central Myanmar, about 17 kilometers from Mandalay, its second largest city. While states of emergency have been declared in half a dozen areas in Myanmar, with Army Chief Min Online making a rare appeal for global aid. Bangkok has been declared a disaster area. And CNA's Saksit Sombat joins us live now from Bangkok. Saksit, first of all, walk us through the extent of the damage, the injuries or casualties, if any, in Bangkok.
Now, it's still very difficult to assess the overall damage and the extent of the consequences of the earthquake that we have felt here in the capital of Bangkok. But behind me, this is one of the most visible damages. This is the construction site. This is supposed to be the future headquarters of the State Audit Office. A skyscraper 35 stories high collapsed under the earthquake that we have seen today on this Friday afternoon. At least 50 construction workers were said to be inside that building at that time. Very few have made out. Many are feared still inside. According to Bangkok Governor Chachat Sittipan, three bodies have been retrieved from there. But overall, in the other parts of the city in Bangkok as well, we have seen pictures and social media posts of structural damage to buildings. We've seen interior furniture being tossed around, and also streets is suddenly not being smooth anymore. So it is still too early to make an overall assessment of the damage. There has been some damage, but nowhere near as bad as the pile of rubble behind me now.
Yeah, so Saksit, there's structural damage. There's still construction workers are possibly trapped in that collapsed building. So do we know what actions are the Thai government taking or planning to take?
Now, the Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who has been on the trip in Phuket, has declared a state of emergency for Bangkok, and also the Bangkok Governor Chachat Sittipan has declared the city to be a disaster zone. For legally speaking, this will enable authorities to do whatever is necessary in order to mediate and to alleviate the consequences of the earthquake, not only here in Bangkok, but also in other parts of the country, even though those declarations are only for the capital themselves, even though other places have been told to do as if a state of emergency has been declared. But there's also been some criticism against the government as well, because there's been still no cell broadcast, so still no unified emergency messaging system in place here in Thailand. This would have been a situation where immediate messaging via SMS, via mobile phones would have been necessary. But as of now, even though it's 2025, we still have no such system here in place in Thailand yet. Now, but that criticism or that will be discussed later. Now it's about not only assessing the damage, but also to tending those that are still in need of help, especially the construction workers that are feared trapped behind me.
Well, thanks a lot for that update. Saksit Sombat, live in Bangkok.